感谢同学们学习吉米老师的课程。更多免费课程，大家可以关注微信公众号“随时随课”，随时的随，时间的时，课程的课，随时随课。我在这里陪大家一起学好英语。
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode, and I'm Jimmy. It's Saturday, and let's chill on Saturday.
那么又到周末了。那咱今天呢，按照老规矩，还是来讲几则英语笑话。那在刚开始接触英语笑话的时候，可能会觉得有点难。慢慢的，我发觉很多学员呢，也就找到了这种感觉啊，知道了英语笑话中的一些基本的一些固定的模式。那么今天我们来看另外两则笑话。
All right, ready for the two jokes? Now, here we go for the first one. Two men walk into a bar. One man orders H2O. The other says, I'll have H2O too. The second man dies.Why will he die?
两男子走进了一家酒吧 ,a bar, 那么一人点了一杯 H2O, H2O 我们知道是水。另外一个人说哎也给我来杯水吧。但这第二个点水的人却最后死了。原因是什么呢他为何会死呢难道水里有毒不成
当然不是。Alright, anyway, I'll tell you guys later.
稍后我们揭晓答案。我们再来看第二个笑话。同样是一个小故事还是一个男人。
A man asks a father near a field, Sorry, sir, would you mind if I cross your field instead of going around it? You see, I have to catch the 423 train. The farmer says, Sure, go right ahead. And if my bull sees you, you'll even catch the 411 one.
Okay, how about that? Did you guys get all the jokes? First one and second one. 第一个笑话对我们广大文科生或者说是、哎、多年没有碰到化学的同学来说、啊、这个可能反应起来稍微迟钝一点。H2O 我们知道是水嘛水的化学方程式 H2O H2O2 那是什么呢 H2O2 我们知道是过氧化氢的化学式所以说问题就在这儿笑点就在这里
I'll have H2O2
OK I'll have H2O2 所以说这个地方是一个谐音 H2O2 你可以把它断开表示我也来一杯水但如果你把它连起来说的话就是 H2O2 过氧化氢谁都知道过氧化氢一般是拿来医药消毒用的谁敢喝呢喝了就必死无疑
So of course the second man dies Right? Okay, so that's very easy actually、What about the second one? The second joke? Did you guys hear the joke?
那这第二个笑话就非常的简单不会英语的人都能看得懂不需要智商不需要情商
423 4:23那班车和411 4:11那班车
这些农村的老大爷非常友好就跟他说哎，没事你过吧啊，你过我的田野过吧没关系那如果你碰巧被我家公牛看到的话他会非常乐意去赶你一把啊。那这个时候你跑的可能比牛还快自然就赶上了4:11那班车
Right? It's actually really funny, right? Because one thing is really, really easy for you guys to understand There's no language barriers between there Alright, I really hope that you guys can really like those jokes I've been explaining to you whether it's funny or not But if it's not that funnyAt least you guys can learn something new, some new words and expressions and try to apply that into your everyday speaking. And hopefully next time that you will be able to tell the jokes in a funny way, trying to entertain people, crack them up. And that's all for today. Thanks for joining me and I'll definitely see you guys on next Monday. See you then. Goodbye.